Subcommittee on Education is now ready to go today. What is it? February 1st. Incredible. Today we have two work sessions scheduled. Our first is for the Oregon Board of Dentistry, House Bill 5017, and then that will be followed by a work session for the State Board of Psychologist Examiners, House Bill 5039. So first, well, I guess I'm open work sessions for both of those.
Just the one.
I will do the one. Okay. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 5017, the Oregon Board of Dentistry. And I'm going to turn it over to Deborah Manthey to give an LFO discussion and recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, House Bill 5017 is the budget bill for the Oregon Board of Dentistry. As you probably recall, this budget, there were no policy packages. It's a pretty simple budget, and since there are no, we don't know about the statewide adjustments, I have no adjustments to make at this time, and the agency is not subject to the 2% reprioritization. I do have one package of technical adjustments, but as you can see, it doesn't change the total budget. It just realigns the line items so that the budget aligns with current spending, and I believe that the executive director referred to that in his testimony. So, Mr. Chair and members, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends another funds budget of $1,870,184, seven positions, seven FTE. And since this is exactly equal to the governor's recommended budget, I have no amendments to the bill.
Thank you, Deborah. Are there any questions or comments on the LFO recommendation?
I'm ready for a motion.
I'm ready for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendations to House Bill 5017 and that the bill be moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Morgan has moved that the LFO recommendation be approved and that the bill be moved to the full committee on Ways and Means
with
the due pass recommendations. Thank you very much. Any questions? Objections? Are there any objections? Okay, so moved.
Closed session.
Where we're going to get the performance measures?
Yeah. Also in your packet, Mr. Chair, members, are the performance measures. There are five measures, including the board best practices, that represents what the agency presented to you. The LFO recommendation is that you approve these measures. And, of course, if you'd like to make any changes to the targets or provide any other comments for the report, I'd be happy to take that.
Thank you. Any questions? Comments?
I would make a motion, if you're ready, to move the move the performance measures to the full committee with the due pass along and have them join House Bill 5017.
Representative Morgan has moved that the LFO recommendation be approved, that with performance measures be moved to the full Ways and Means Committee, and along with the companion bill of HB 517, the budget bill. Are there any objections? Okay. So moved. So I'm going to close the work session now on House Bill 5017 and open a work session on House Bill 5039, the State Board of Psychologist Examiners, and turn it over to Deborah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, House Bill 5039 is the budget bill for the State Board of Psychologist Examiners. You'll remember that they presented to you yesterday. There are two policy packages, Package 100, Character and Fitness Initiative. This adds expenditure limitation to the board's budget so that they can do nationwide background checks. Fingerprinting. They'll also be establishing a $52 fee administratively during the biennium to cover those costs. I do have one small correction. The amount of the package was calculated at a rate of $55 and it should be $52, so that's what the adjustment is for. And I'd also like to move the budget between categories, move it out of S&S and into special payments. Again, just a technical adjustment. Package 102, the power to order evaluations. This package increases the amount budgeted for, as originally requested, increases the amount budgeted for Attorney General services in anticipation that Senate Bill 229 will become law. Senate Bill 229 would allow the board to at any time direct or order a licensed psychologist to submit to a psychological, physical, or psychiatric assessment or any combination thereof. In analyzing the agency's budget and working with Ms. Orman, it's apparent that they have enough flexibility in their Attorney General budget to absorb this increase associated with SB 229, but that flexibility has been used to subsidize other line items. And so we agreed to approve the increase, but not specifically for the 229 Attorney General, and we'll move that to those other line items. So it's really not tied to SB 229 anymore. So even if it doesn't pass, they still need this increase. Again, no state rate adjustments yet, and this agency was not subject to the 2% reprioritization. After all that, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends another funds budget of $860,541, three positions, three FTE, and that House Bill 5039 be amended accordingly.
Thank you, Senator Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, move all LFO recommendations for House Bill 5039, the budget bill recommendation.
Senator Morse, did you have a comment?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. Chair. An issue has come to my attention, and it may be more than one member of the committee, that the turnover in the director's position is something that would be worthy, I think, of discussion. And what was represented to me, if I recall correctly, and I just glanced very quickly at this memo, was that we've had five directors in 10 years. And if there had been a request to the governor to reclassify the position of director to a more appropriate level, and that the classification is now apparently as low. And I wonder if it would be appropriate to have a little more light shed on this issue by the director, if the director would be prepared to talk about it, because that kind of turnover is a major issue.
Yeah, Senator Morse, I think Deborah and Matthew might have some important information vis-a-vis this concern, so if you wouldn't mind, Deborah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Senator Morris. And it's not specifically directed at just this agency, but I am aware that a large number of agencies, particularly the licensing boards, requested reclassifications of the agency head position, and that the Department of Administrative Services didn't approve those reclasses because it's part of a bigger statewide issue, and that a portion of the E-Fund, the compensation dollars that are set aside, there's a portion in there, I don't have the amount, that is designated to deal with management compensation issues. And so I believe that there is an intention to deal with the issue, but at a statewide level, not on an individual agency level. I don't know if that helped answer your question.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I may, that is helpful, but it's a curious backhanded way to address a problem. Rather than straight on, would be my reflection on that.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Senator Morris, I think that it's important that there be continuity for all state agencies, and so my guess if this agency is having a problem because of the classification of their director, that it could be that other agencies are having a similar problem. And that I think it's important that it be addressed as a statewide issue instead of one-on-one. Am I just saying the same thing over again? Sorry.
Representative Morgan.
I also agree with the LFO analysis of this, that there is a statewide system that describes positions and the scope of work that those positions entail. That's where you get the PEM threes, and all, it's very arcane and weird. But there is a system by which every job in state government has a classification and has a series of steps that are associated with it, and it has a description of a scope of duties that are associated with it. And in order forward to have some kind of comparable worth and fairness across departments is, I think, real difficult for one agency or one small part of it to break out of the system, and that there is a process, and that the board should approach DAS with their request that the position be reclassified, that if the duties of the director are such that she is being paid for less than the work that she's doing, and it isn't comparable to other positions that are equal to hers, then it should certainly be reclassified. But I think there needs to be a process that is standard across government that happens by.
Thank you, Representative Morgan. Senator Devlin?
Yeah. In another light, when we often discuss this issue, we're discussing it from the other side of the issue. And I think the decision that was ultimately made about how this is done is probably the best. We often question, actually, as we get reclassifications that have been approved in the interim, whether those reclassifications were appropriate, because most times reclassifications are up, not down. And the alternative would be that actually reclassifications would come to us, which would probably present a whole host of issues in terms of how objective they would be. However, that does not mean that the Hayes classification system that we have, that has not been examined in 25 years in terms of overall, shouldn't be reexamined. The process should still probably stay with an administrative agency so it does not become a political issue. But there have been issues about that classification system before and just how it is administered. But that's probably the bigger issue.
Thank you. Senator Decker?
Mr. Chair, thank you. So I would just say the classification system, as I understand it, is insane. It is crazy. As I've learned a little bit about, you classified here and you step here, and it's just, to me, so I am on board with any effort to completely get rid of what it seems like has no relationship to the real world of, I'm classified here, I do 2 years, and then I'm stepped here, and I got a little entree into it, and sign me up.
Mr. Chair. Representative Barnhart.
Thank you. I note that on page E8 in our notebook, there's a wrong description of the executive officer pay scale and history of boards and agencies and the way in which that's been handled. Apparently, there's a pay scale called permanent executive manager, which has a different pay scale system. And there are currently only 10 administrators or executive directors being paid under the executive officer series, the old series, with the administrator for this board being one of them. And there's a next several paragraphs on E8 and E9 describe the way in which this system is done. So it looks to me as though the answer to Senator Morris's question really is contained in that description. And apparently, my sense of it is that we're dealing with 10 administrators who are being paid under an obsolete series, including this one, and that it has had significant impact, negative impact, on our ability to retain executive directors. I will tell you that as a former member of the Board of Psychology Examiners myself, for 2 years, ending with my election to this body, the impact of that salary schedule is significant on this board. I don't know what the other 9 boards, but I would not be surprised to discover the same thing was true for them. Certainly somebody ought to look at this and consider a change. It may very well not be appropriate for us to do it, but it may very well be appropriate for us to suggest to DAS that they do it if it's not appropriate to be done here. I think it is long overdue. I can't imagine why it's still happening this way. And I think the committee does have at least the moral authority to ask that it be reviewed.
Thank you, Representative Barnhart. Representative Morgan?
With Representative Barnhart's comments in mind, and I think they're very well taken, perhaps it would be possible to put some language in the budget narrative saying that we have received communication from a member of the board concerning the salary scale, and that concerns have been expressed about the classification and the salary range.
Mr.
Deborah, did you want to comment?
Representative Morgan, I can certainly do that. I'd like to say again that I believe that the Department of Administrative Services is looking at this, and if I didn't make that clear, I apologize. I just don't know what the outcome will be. I believe that they're well aware that there is an issue, and again, that they want to address it as part of a statewide solution. And if Representative Barnhart is correct, and if that classification, executive director, is obsolete, it's the Department of Administrative Services Human Resources Division who would make that determination and change the comp plan, which then they will bring to you for approval. So I believe they are working on it, and it's their intention to do something about it. Not that I'm advocating for the Department of Administrative Services, but I think they are working on it.
One additional comment. It may be improvident for me to open this can of worms, but I'm going to open it just a little bit, just a little tiny bit. And that is to say, I think that it is important not to consider the value of the separate administration of this board and other boards on the basis of the recent performance to the extent they've been affected by an obsolete salary schedule that is the responsibility of the Department of Administrative Services to fix. I think I've said enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Barnhart. All right, Senator Devlin, what was the name of the classification system?
Hayes.
Okay.
We have a motion on the table.
Yes, we do have a motion on the table from Senator Devlin.
And the LFO recommendations relevant to this budget.
Okay, so Senator Devlin has moved that the LFO recommendation.
Without exception.
for the budget for House Bill 5039 be approved. Representative Jensen.
I note that we have a fairly substantial cash carryover the beginning balance of this budget, and that we will have a fairly substantial beginning balance going into the next biennium, according to those analysis on this, $463,000 change beginning of this biennium, and carrying over for the next an ending balance of $351,000 as their ending balance, which I assume is going to be next biennium carry forward unless there's some necessary action to tap that money from the E board or something of that nature. And I don't have any recommendation or I don't have any particular comment on this other than to make notation of that for the record, I'm perfectly content with everybody having a lot of cash carry over. I like a lot of cash carry over myself, so and if you want to get rid of it, you can always give it to me.
$9.
Well, thank you, Representative Jensen. Duly noted.
Duly noted.
So, is there any discussion of the motion? Any objections? Okay. Motion passes. And now moving to the performance measures. Deborah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, I will display the performance measures presented by the agency yesterday along with their performance targets. Our recommendation is that you approve these, and I'll stop talking.
So moved, Mr. Chairman. Approval of performance measures is presented and recommended by all of them. Senator Devlin has moved that the performance measures be approved as recommended by LFO and reported to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any
Any objections? Or discussion? No. Okay, so moved. Yeah, now I need to, we're still open on the Board of Psychologist Examiners budget. I failed to do, to get carriers for the previous, so we're going to have to go back into work session for the Oregon Board of Ministers. I don't have to,
not just to sign carriers.
Oh, I can do that all? Oh, this is a great process. I really appreciate it. All right, good. Because I'm worried about the fire alarm that Senator Devlin talked about, so.
It was 8 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Representative Barnhart, would you, I'm going to work sort of backwards, would you carry House Bill 5039, the State Board of Psychologist Examiners?
On the floor.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, to the House. Okay.
And you to Senator
Senator Decker, I believe, I don't think I, would you carry to the
floor? I'd be honored.
And to the full Ways and Means Committee?
I can't do that for you, but I'll do it on the floor of the Senate.
Okay.
It's either thing for me.
Oh,
I already have one.
Give it to you. All right. Dr. Morris, would you carry the full committee?
Certainly.
All right. Thank you very much. Sorry about that, Senator Decker. I don't mean to give you extra duties when you don't have them. Okay, moving back to House Bill 5017, the Oregon Board of Dentistry.
You know, I'd like a bill with some teeth in it.
All right.
Oh, that takes care of that.
That is brutal. Okay.
Here we go.
Touché. Okay. Representative Morgan will carry the bill to the House. Senator Devlin?
Yeah, I'll carry it.
Would you carry it to Senate and the full committee? Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you for being so cooperative. I'm not going to attempt to come up with another pun. Senator Morgan?
Do you have to drop the gun? I have another issue.
Okay. So we'll close the work sessions on both 5017 and 5039 and Senator Morse.
Okay, thank you. I did notice that we do have a new key performance measure dealing with board practices, and there have been no references to a metric for that. And I believe this came out of Senator Johnson's and my work last session in general government sub, when it became pretty clear we had an agency that was really, which the board was failing to discharge its responsibilities, a glaring error. And so we suggested, I think this is where that has come from. I'm curious now what we're anticipated to do with this, if it has become more specific.
Mr. Chair, Senator Morris, in terms of the performance measure, they've developed a sheet of all the best practices, and I believe the measure is how many of those best practices the board meets, the percentage of the best practices that the board has met. And the reason that there's no targets is generally agencies are allowed to gather some experience before they set targets so that there's some actual data. And I believe next, hopefully, when they come in the next biennium, they'll have some actual data and then they can set targets for 09-11.
Okay, well, thank you. But, you know, this issue is surfaced in our committee. It's a serious issue, and these boards and commissions need to discharge their responsibilities in a very thoughtful, thorough way. And so that's what this is intended for. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Deborah and Senator Morse. Any other discussions, topics? Okay. Well, we are adjourned for today.
Yeah, you're saying me.